प्रणाम मंत्र ऑफ श्री श्रील भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज. व्हाट इज द मीनिंग? व्हाट इज द मंत्र? नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले. नेक्स्ट लाइन.
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी पुचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्यरे शतारिणे.
I remember I have explained. Alachua perhaps. Anyway. Oh, what I explained? Sarasvati.
Siddhartha Swami Prabhupada's mission is to deliver these.
Where is it written mission?
In this mantra.
Where mission? No mission?
The mission is Gauravani to Charanya.
Where it is? Mission. Word is here. Where?
Preaching. Pracharana. To preach. To teach. Vani.
Preaching
means? The teachings. Gauravani. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
Sarasvati Deve.
Sarasvati Deve. The servant of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati.
Yes. And then?
So we offer our respectful obeisances to the servant of Omnitulila Pravishta.
And
who is teaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially in the Western countries, and delivering them from impersonalism and voidism, from Advaita Vedanta Mayavad philosophy and from Shunyavad Buddhism.
What I explained?
You explained what is the mission or teaching? What are the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is that?
Teaching? I don't know mission.
Teaching, Gauravani.
Bani.
What is that Bani? Or
what is this?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In its highest form, Unat Vulajola Rasam, Swabhakti Shriyam. Little voices coming out.
Yes, sir, try to. Oh, he's telling that myself. He is Saraswati Devi. Saraswati Dhanur Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur. It is not going.
Why isn't the microphone here?
Not working?
Not so good.
Quickly you should do. And you will change all. Gauravani Prasarine. What is Gauravani? What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told? What he has told? Especially Gaur. Who is Gaur? Who is Gaur? Krishna is himself Gaur. And he had taken the instruction mode of Radhika and golden color of Radhika. And then he had become gold. So if he had taken instruction mode of Radhika, so what Radhika tells, it is gold body. Gold body means what? Either Mahaprabhu had told anything. Or Srimati Radhika is telling anything. This is Gauravani. What Mahaprabhu has told? He has written himself and told, especially 8 slokas. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhaumaha davagni nirvapanam. Beginning from here, Ashlishva padratam. That is slow. You know the meaning of Asli Swapadra. Please tell him. It seems that Mahaprabhu is telling. But who is telling really? Radhika is telling. Hey, why are you doing all these things? So, what Srimati Radhika is telling or Mahaprabhu himself telling, this is Gaur Bani. What is telling? From beginning to this. Asli Swa Pad Ratan. Or Radhika is telling. That Krishna may what?
Embrace.
Or he should? Krishna. How crush? In my presence, if he is embracing any other lady, gopi, or this is, any lady cannot tolerate this. That husband should embrace or anything doing, rejecting his wife, neglecting, and he should give so much love and affection for others, they cannot tolerate. Pashimati Radhika is saying, no harm. In all cases, he is my beloved, most beloved. So, this is the bani of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the bani of Srimati Radhika or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he inspired all these things in the heart of Rupa Goswami. And what Rupa Goswami is telling, what he is telling? Or writing. Oh, Gaur Bani. This is Gaur Bani. He told that to how many places I will go. I cannot go here and there. So Srila Rupa, I am inspiring him and all my associates should sprinkle mercy. That Rupa Goswami, Rupa can establish whole world in this thing. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? He is Krishna. He is so merciful. So merciful. And Rasik Shekhar.
Krishna Paramakaruna.
Rasik Shekhar means topmost Ravi Shekhar. So he came in Krishna Nila, past times, and he released all kinds of rashes, 12 kinds of rashes. And he is very merciful. That is why he took the beauty and intrinsic mode of Radhika, Mahabhav, Madan, Modan, or this bhav. And came to give the line in which we can have that. That is the most high class of. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rag Bhatma Pravartan. What is Rag Marg? I explained yesterday. And so many classes. So, to give this way, process by which a man can have a high class of love like gopis. Especially Manjaris. And he inspired Rupa Goswami. And he wrote in Bhakti Samit Sindhu, also with well in money and all his books. And he told to Rupa Goswami in prayer that we are now explaining. I'm giving one drop of this ocean, one drop. And whole world will be immersed in this. So the bani of Rupa Goswami is Gaur Bani. Especially, Nam Sankirtan may be given by Mahavishnu Yugavatar. No harm. But prem, love of Braja, it cannot be given to anyone. Anyone cannot give, only Krishna can give. and that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Advaita Acharya called him, oh, you should come, otherwise I will punish this whole universe. And then Krishna came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only, there are so many reasons, but only special two reasons. To give, oh, unnata ujjala rasam sri bhakti sriyam, to serve Radha and Krishna Kanjuvala. This manjari vote, special. So this is the bani of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came to this, not only preaching Harinam Sankirtan, ordinary, this Mahavishnu, that he can give. But he cannot give a high class of love of and affection of gopis to anyone. So he called. So this is Gaur Bani. For he came for this, to preach. But he has to give so much time for making the land fertile to cut Mayavadi Siddhan, Sahajiya, Sakhi Bheki, and all so much about and all others. But he wanted to give this thing, and for this he was sent himself. So we should know what is Gaur Bani. If we are only cutting the arguments of that persons like Bauddha, Mayabad, then we cannot have anything. So we must know what is Gaur Bani and we should try to follow. Gaur Pramanande. Agyanatmirandasya. Jnanam jana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave vancha kalpataru bhasya kripa sindhu bhayasa patitana namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate Krishna, Krishna, Chaitanya, Namne, Gaura, Krishna, Gurave, Gaura, Chandraya, Radhika, Yaitadale, Krishna, Krishna, Bhakta, Tadabhakta, Yam Prabhrajantamanu Petama Petu Krishna, Dvaipayanu Virahaka, Karyadra, Putre Titanvaitaya Tarvo Bhinege Tan Sarva Bhotari Dayam Muni Mahatoshmi Tavai Vasmi Najvani Tvayabhina Tidhidhyay Radhe Tamnay Mahamachan. My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramarabdha Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad Sishma Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami. Understand my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Sishma Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We are explaining now Rupa Shiksha. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was returning from Vrindavan and he was in Prayag, there he was 10 days and he was inspiring in the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami. All these things from his heart, Mahaprabhu. How? We can tell a guru, explain bhakti, what is bhakti. And then what is nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, modan. He can explain all these things. but Shishya cannot realize. Like Krishna, in the form of Narayan, he instructed in 4th Chatushloki Bhagavat to Brahma. He told that, who am I? What is prem? What is this love? What is this maya? Everything he explained. He knew it, but not realization. Some realization should come. Then it, that realization was it not Brahma, he knew all the things. By definition he knew. But Narayan saw that he has no realization. And then he kept his hand, oh, you should at once realize. And what became? Oh, he began to weep and he realized. We are explaining what is bhakti. No? Anya bhilashita sunya. Gyan karmat dhyanabhutam. Anukullena krishna nuslanam bhakti uttam. What meaning? Malli meaning. So try to know. Oh. Sincerely, here. Very brief.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to give quality. The meaning, general meaning of this verse of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, defining Uttama Bhakti, transcendental bhakti. Anya vilashita shunya jnana kama dhyanabhritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. Here Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is describing that the unbroken, incessant cultivation of all endeavors of one's body, mind, and words, and also of spiritual sentiments, which are meant exclusively for the benefit of Krishna, and which are not covered by karma, reward-seeking activities. Jnana, the cultivation of knowledge to achieve the goal of impersonal liberation, or yoga, dry speculation and dry renunciation, and also which is that endeavor which is and moods which are totally devoid of all other desires except for the desire to serve Krishna, then those endeavors and moods which are in a constant cultivation, which is like a flow of honey from a jar completely unbroken at every moment, then that is called Uttama Bhakti.
Can you? What name? Shyam Sundar.
Sundar Gopal.
Sundar Gopal. Yes, sir. What he told? First, remember what has been told. And this is Gurbani. No? Who has told?
Rupa Goswami.
From where he collected? So, this is Gurbani. And my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, came to preach this thing. His responsibility was given by his Prabhu, who? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gurudev, Guru Parampara. So what again?
Chakshiranitangenatasmashivudavena. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma janabhutam. Anukulyena krishnanu shiranam bhaktivuttama. In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is explaining the definition of Uttama Bhakti or transcendental bhakti. And he explains that this bhakti is the uninterrupted cultivation of activities with the body, mind and words for the benefit of Krishna, anukulyasya, solely for the benefit of Krishna. And these activities, this cultivation of activities, should not be covered by karma or fruitive activities or by jnana, knowledge that is directed towards impersonal realization. Nor should it be covered by other things such as false renunciation, yoga, and other practices. Moreover, this cultivation of activities for the benefit of Sri Krishna should be free from all self-interest, all self-motivated activities. And then, and only then, is it Uttama Bhakti.
Very well, very well.
In this council, anyone is there who has not heard this? All have heard this. But really, Uttama Bhakti, well, it is in his whole form, where it is, in Braja, and especially in Srimati Radhika, Uttama Bhakti, in the topmost. Understand this? Yes. It is in friends in Braja, even father, mother, to some extent, but fully in gopis. More fully to Lalita Vishakha, 8th Sakhi. And in most complete in Radhika. What Radhika doing? Always weeping. Even in meeting with Krishna, she is weeping and weeping. She senses, she lost his senses. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And sometimes in separation, all laughing. Oh, Krishna is here. Krishna is here. Seeing a tamal tree, she impresses. Oh, Krishna. Very vibrant. And joking and very happy. What is this? So if you are hearing this Uttama Bhakti of gopis, friends and all others, are you realizing something or not? If you are realizing, then why not weeping, heart melting like gopis? Oh, this is the thing. A guru can be if he is like so. And if he has no love and affection really, and he has not realized all this, how he can be? Even he is realized. It is very hard to give others. Mahaprabhu and his association give. Even to a dry wood, they can inspire. But even Mahabhagavat cannot do this. Very rare. So we are hearing, but not weeping, not mood is coming. Why not coming? Why not come? He came. Our Guru Bhaks came. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Saptam Goswami, Rup Goswami himself came. And after that, Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, Srinivas Acharya, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, and so many came. They used to be bitter, but why we are not bitter? So you should try to realize all these things by practicing bhakti yoga. I see that so many are now weak, taking initiation directly from Swamiji. In whole world, very soon, in couple of years, he preached everywhere. But why all are being so weak? And if he come, if the devotees are They were brahmachari and they married, became family life. Even family life, the donkey used to chant daily. This has been given 16, and these are 5 for these.
4.
Huh? In your Swami is to give this 4?
Yes.
At the time of your Guru then? Gurudev Swamiji, your why he get 4? Why only not this 6? Why? Can you tell? Oh, after 16, 1. And after that, after again 16, 1. After 16, again. After? Oh, you should chant. Oh, 64. This was meaning. Hidden. But he used to know that if I will chant, then no one will be my disciple. And they will not chant. So he was very merciful. And especially he was merciful and given so much concession to Western devotees. But everything is there. He gave initiation Gopal Mantra. There is something deep there. So mantra are not only simple words. We should try to do it. And if you are not realizing by this process, then something is wrong in your process. If anyone chanting, remembering, hearing Harikatha, if he is more and more immersed in what? Family life. How to make money? How to support our children? More and more these problems coming. And he is not happy, then what meaning? He is not chanting. He is not hearing. Something loop and holes in that. So we should know and try to do in process that you should realize there is a very big pot. I want to fill this pot with water. And I am giving water with a tube.
Horse.
No? I am giving. But I am saying that it is never
become full.
Always very empty. Then what you should think?
Must be a hole.
So first repair the hole. Your first duty is to repair. Are you doing? You know that I am not realizing the glories of men. What in Rupa Shiksha has been given. Gurudev gave you that seed. Plant here. Then a sprouts will come. Have you seen this sprout? Have you realized? Even a sprout will come, you will be always weeping for, oh, where Krishna is, where Krishna is? Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu is? Where is my Gurudev? He will weep eternally. Even a sprout, what is a sprout? That is Sarvati. That is Sarvati. So he made so many disciples and he wanted they should follow this process. But he was waiting in his last date when he was departing from here to serve his conjugal Radha, Krishna and Mahaprabhu. And he took his hand, my hand in his hands and waiting that please help my devotee. I brought so many lakhs devotees. But I am not happy. I am unhappy. Why? I realize that they are not falling. They are going towards money making, family life. Pujaris are going there. Sannyasis are given. Renounce this. What should I do? Because they are very far this. In his front, when he was in this world, Oh, he used to tell me so many persons like Kirtanandan or how they are disobedient. So we should try to know what he wanted. Gaur Vani preaching. And what is? We are discussing. Though we are hearing, but without practicing and without the mercy of Krishna and his devotees, oh, you cannot realize. And this, you are very fortunate to have this human shape form. After so many species, you have been received this human form. Don't misuse. Don't neglect. Don't be involved in worldly things and sense gratification. You cannot be happy. So Srila Rupa Goswami is telling, Kono sab bhagyaman jeev Guru Krishna prasade paaye bhakti latari. Very true. So he is telling, those who are fortunate enough. What is that fortune? What is that fortune? I have told. Impression of the past births and impression of this life, new impressions also. That is Sukriti. Without Sukriti, you cannot be in association of Vaishnava. Your heart will tell that, oh, we should not be here, we should go there. No interest in hearing, never it will be. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, I am giving this seed. You should have a very strong faith in your Guru. Try to know his wish and follow him. And I told Guru Hari, Guru Vaishnava Kariya Aikya.
Sadhu Guru Shastra Bhakta.
Sadhu Guru
Shastra Bhakta.
Chitte Te Kariya Aikya. Arna Kariya Mane Asha. What meaning? You should strongly have a faith in your Guru. And if Guru is bogus, give up and new Guru should be there. If a Guru cannot help you in Krishna consciousness, no greed is coming, no taste is coming in Harinam chanting, hearing Harikatha and respecting all Vaishnavas. Tina Dapi Sunit, this sloka is not common. Then try to have a very high class of devotee like a Guru. Then we have left all these things. Why? For Krishna consciousness. Anyhow, you have made a Guru, but he is not a real Guru. He has so many worldly desires, he is not detached worldly these things. Always in sense gratification. Oh, we should do pranamani. We should have again reinitiation from any high class of people. Because he is fallen. He will fall. And really we see. But if anyone, even Madhyam Adhikari, and he is very sincere, he has served his Gurudev, serving his Gurudev, and in the line of Gurudev, then we should honor like Guru. Krishna mercy will come through him. So he will give this seed. Then three symptoms will come. So much strong faith in Guru world, Krishna world and Shastra world. And go on doing falling. Oh, very easily, Srila Rupa Goswami has collected all these things and has written. Srila Sanatana Goswami has all collected in Hari Bhakti Vilas. What is the responsibilities, duties of Shishya and Guru? We should try to find. Especially Rupa Goswami, Upadeshamrita, Nectar of
Instruction.
we should try to follow. I think that very rare person or that who are following. Vat-veg, Krodh-veg, Jiva-veg, Udar, who are doing? Who are controlling? I see that there are rare. That is why bhakti is not coming. Atyahar, Prayas, Prajal, Panyamat, Rajan, Sam. Who are following? If following very good, I am not following, bhakti will not come. You should try to respect all Vaishnav. According to their traditions. Who are doing? Always busy in family life. We should support and nourish family, but not attached. Why? Oh, to make them all Krishna consciousness. If you are not doing, no use of this. So Gurudev is giving and telling that you should first make it fertile, hearing Hari Katha, and then give this seed in your heart, plant, and go on hearing Hari Katha, pure Hari Katha, not from Avaishnav. Those who don't follow, they are Avaishnav. So don't. You should always hear Hari Katha from all. Very high class of devotees. And then very soon a sprout will come. And we have explained in our yesterday class how six leaves will come crazy. And what are they? Then upajiya bade lata brahmanda bhedita. What Swamiji has written? Oh, Shyamarani. What Swamiji has written? Upajiya bade lata brahmanda bhedita. Brija brahmalok bhedi parabrahmopaya. Oh, he has Krishna Das Swabhirayal Goswami. He has told in two lines. But explanation will be like Mahabharata. Mahabharata, you know? Mahabharata? Very good book.
As one waters the Bhakti Lata beach, the seed sprouts, and the creeper gradually increases to the point where it penetrates the walls of this universe and goes beyond the Viraja River, between the spiritual world and the material world. It attains Brahmalok, the Brahman effulgence, and, penetrating through that stratum, it reaches the spiritual sky and the spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan.
Well, he had written only four lines. But more than all. Purans, how many? 54 Purans. 18 are prominent. And Shaka and then
other.
So, more than Puran. Big. This creeper, if it is waterized in process, Hariya Hari Katha, and chanting name, then Upajiya Bada Lata Brahmanda Vedita, then it goes beyond this Brahmanda. What is the meaning of this Brahmanda? Lakhs and lakhs Brahmanda in one
four
of Mahavishnu. What is Brahmanda here? Oh, sense gratification in everywhere, especially in this world. You are fortunate to come. And also you are fortunate you have come in very early days after departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. You are very fortunate. But Kali is Kali. Time is Kali. What is the meaning of Kali? Kalaham Lati. Without any reason, all that will be required. Wife and husband, so much problems. Nowadays especially, not pure love. They cannot believe their husbands and wives. They can believe better, they can believe dogs, but not to wife and children and anyone. Separate, all account. Always careful. Why it is so? I have seen that in 50 years, world has so much changed. What we have seen, perhaps what you have seen 10 years before, now so much changed. Everything is changing and going to destruction. So, this is Brahmand. The modes of this Brahmand, sense gratification, all believe in money, wealth, 3 W's. What? Wine, wealth, and also 3 meaning. What meaning? You know. Drink,
dance
and divorce. Oh, this is Kali. Drink, first drink and be senseless and dance naked
and then
divorce. This is Brahmanda really. So we should not be. This bhakti, if bhakti comes hearing Hari Katha, or you will very easily cross. Oh, Brahmanda. What more? In Brahmanda, there are 14 lokas. Bhur, Bhuva, Ma, Jana, Tapa, Satya, Tal, Talatal, Patat, Patal, Mahital, Rasatal, Osuna. Sir, some significance of each loka. We are here what we want in Swargloka. So many facilities there, sense of gratification. And they are made for this. We have some trouble and some problems, but no problem so much there. So much gratification. So we do something for that. Also that bhakti goes beyond it. It's realized the pose is practitioner, sadhak, hearing all these things and totally renounced from them. Then Brahmanda can go. There are so many things always Rupa Goswami is telling afterward. Who is telling? Mahaprabhu is telling to Rupa Goswami, this is Gaurband. And he came to preach. All our disciples, acharyas have come to preach these things. Then Brahmalok. And then Viraja. What is Birja? No action. No? Where there is action? Where is Sata, Raja, Tama? In equal level, there is Birja. Vigata, Raja. Raja means Sata, Raja, Tama. Where there is no action of these three. What is there? Oh, calm and quiet. Only Vishnu is there. The reason of the whole world. He is in Mahavishnu there. No action. We have come out from that position. Tatastha Shakti. So, if you are a disciple of a guru, and one is criticizing your Gurudev, criticizing Krishna, and criticizing bhakti. If you are neutral, what is the meaning? What is it? Inactive if. Oh, then you are Hijada, more than Hijada. Hijada, you know?
Unique.
Huh?
Unique.
If anyone is criticizing my Gurudev and Bhakti and Bhagavan, we should be the first person to cut his tongue. Like Hanuman.
Burn the whole Lanka.
And he should burn all Lanka and kill all the sons and
grandsons
of all Ravan. Only keeping Vibhishan there, because he was devotee. A disciple should be like that. If you cannot do, then keep your fingers in your ears and go to Ganges or any river or ocean and take bath with your fool and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you are not doing that, you are not disciple. You are not devotee. So I want that what is written in this slok, Anna Abhilashita Sundar, definition of Bhakti. You should realize that. Weep here for Krishna, weep for Guru. No? You know that when Swamiji was in, where he was feeling separation mood for my Gurudev, his Sannyas Guru, he was weeping bitterly. And with tears in his eyes, melting heart. And he was praying, Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Praya Ayan Man Anubhiksha Mandam Kripam Virija Paradukha Dukhi
Sri Kesavam Tam
Prabhavashayam. Then how he will wait for his own Gurudev? He will feel separation. And how he will feel this thing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Krishna Panjugal? You should know. This is Gaurabhana. Then, Brahmalok. There are two Brahmalok. First is Brahmalok. Not Brahmalok. This is within Brahmanda. So not this Brahmalok. Brahmalok means there are also two lok.
Upper part
and lower part. Lower part where Sai Vimukti is given. And upper part, lok of Shankar. What Shankar? Sadashi. Always chanting, remembering, doing kirtan with his whole family. And dancing. And there, sometimes, the
associate of
Narayan, they come. That is. And after that, Parabhyam. Bhakti Kripa is very strong, cross all these things. Then Parabhyam what? The service of Narayan and Lakshmi. Even it crosses, when there is no attraction for serving Narayan, they don't want any liberation or any opulence even. Aishwarya they don't want. By Aishwarya, this opulence Bhakti is covered. So Bhakti does not want. So this creeper is not satisfied there. And this goes across Ajodhya even. And then Dwarka, Golok, and then Dwarka. What is in Dwarka? Love and affection of Rukmini, services of Rukmini and Satyabhama and eight queens to Krishna. And there Krishna is Jadavendra. And he is the king of Dwarka, having so much affluence. How many wives? 16,108. Queens and there. And how many daughters and sons? Ten sons and one daughter to each wife. You cannot imagine. So many things there. But there is no float, no peacock feather on the head of Krishna. So much opulence.
That is why this kripa given by a Sadguru of Braja Bhav mood, oh, she does not stop there. She goes, and then it goes to Golok Vrindavan. What is there? There is Brajandanandan Shyam Sundar. And he has different modes there also. He is Prabhu of all the servants of Nanda Baba. He is friends of Sakha. He is son of Mother Jasoda and Nanda Baba. There are so many nuns and
Jasoda
in form of so many gopis, those who are somewhat elder. Elder? Like somewhat proud.
Aged.
And he is friend to cowherd boys. And he is so much beloved of all the gopis. So many respects here. So, this kripa goes. There, again he goes to this kripa, to the lotus feet of Krishna, of five rasas there. And there, Vistarithunya phale prem phal. And there, gives so sweet fruits. And from these fruits were coming here, in this world, in Brahmanda, where Sadhak is, here sitting or chanting name, and this prem phal comes to him. And he tastes, in what way? At the rati. What is there? Oh, like a semblance of that ragatmik bhakti he is testing here, remembering all the past times there. And then, after some days, when this devotee becomes matured in the rati, then he climbs what? That kripa, taking kripa. And very easily he crosses Brahmanda, Birja, and Brahmalok, Ajodhyalok, Dwarkalok, Golok, and Mathura even. And it descends on the lotus feet of Brajendranandan, where Krishna plays on foam, very smiling. Peacock feather. He only knows father, mother to whom? Nanda and Jasoda. And there, gradually he goes there. What is it? Then he is in his swarup, matured. This body is gone. And that process is still here. Ihamali seche shravan kirtan adija. The sadhak always hearing and remembering. In what way? You know Raghunath Das Goswami, who went to Puri, took shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his hand in his hand and gave his hands in the hands of
Sarup Damodar Prabhu.
And what? Told, oh, he is your disciple. He is your like son. Support and nourish. And after that, how he became renounced? He gave up, taking proper foods. Even Mahaprasad, he used to take only rotten prasadam.
Mahaprasadam.
Washing it so much, giving some salt or without salt, he used to take. You cannot, we will die. Yeah. And what doing? Always chanting, remembering and weeping. So this is the process. And then that fruit is coming and he is tasting, and now he will be pure, mature. He will give up this body and throw that proper channel bhakti, and very soon he will go to Vrindavan Braja. and he will be in one of the branch of five. But there is thing. We are doing something, but not in a proper way. Sometimes we are misguided by Arok Siddha Bhakti and Sangha Siddha Bhakti. What is Arok Siddha Bhakti, Tirtha Maharaj? What is Arok Siddha Bhakti?
They have summer ground. Oh. Microphone, please.
Microphone. Yes, sir, explain. Yes or no? That is what is Arok Siddha Bhakti. It is not bhakti. Sangha Siddha is not bhakti, pure bhakti. But we are involved in two, and that is why in real process we are not going. So try to know all these things and give up all these things. Arok Siddha and Sangha Siddha, and be pure, Sarup Siddha Bhakti. You should hear explanation.
Hello.
तुम हिंदी तो बोलो तो वो फिर अंग्रेजी में बोलेगा सहज होगा
भक्ति में तीन प्रकार के भेद दिखाए गए हैं कि आरोप सिद्धा संग सिद्धा और सरु सिद्धा
अने तो इफ यू कैन एक्सप्लेन यू कैन इन भक्ति थ्री काइंड्स ऑफ भक्ति हैज बीन टोल्ड
सो हियर इन दिस वर्ल्ड So many person devotees and many people, they are doing bhakti. Their bhakti described so many difference. They are told Arup Siddha, Sangha Siddha and Sarup Siddha. But what is Arup Siddha? Like family men and other persons, when they are feeling and they believe Lord Sri Krishna, then They are praying, oh, you are mine, oh, Krishna, I offer you something, sacrifice, they are doing sacrifice, then offering, and they are doing, they are worshipping demigods and other things. Then they are worshipping first Lord Narayan, then offering something. They have some bhakti, like so many pandits, they are reading Bhagavad chapters. When last chapter, then they are praying Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranata Klesha Nasaya Govindaya Namono. Then they are praying Etat Krishnaya Samarpanam Astu. I read this chapter, so I offer to Lord Sri Krishna. They have something bhakti, but they have material desire. Oh, Krishna, please give me mercy, family India, and family happiness. So they are praying. When they are offering something, they have Arup Siddha Bhakti. This is called Arup Siddha. But this is not pure bhakti. They are not taking initiations, mantra diksha, but they are not going sadhu association. They are not taking shelter, Guru Padma. Only ordinary devotee, ordinary, simple people, they are something doing bhakti. They accept Lord Sri Krishna. He is supreme. He is supreme Lord. They are praying, they are chanting, they are reading books like Gita, Mahabharata, Bhagavad, so many such. They are doing that called Arup Siddha Bhakti. When ordinary people, they are coming, Oh, here have sadhu association. So here sadhu, they are speaking and chanting and dancing, doing kirtan, so many things have here. Then ordinary people coming. They don't know what is bhakti and what is the process, what is bhajan sadhan, who is supreme Lord, they never know. But that time, so they are coming and looking, oh, here, so everybody dancing, so very nice. Then they are dancing. When here speaking Harikatha, then they are hearing something Harikatha. Oh, very nice. This is bhakti. Like, so many persons, meditator and jnani, yogi and jnani, so other, other religion, they have other religion, other person. So in this bhakti line, so many devotees, they are chanting, hearing Hari Katha, so this is okay, very nice. Then they have belief, sometimes they are coming and sadhu association, then they are doing something bhakti and chanting, reading, but they have desire for material happiness. Somebody they have desire for wonderful magic. Somebody they have desire, oh, I want liberation, please give me mercy. Then if I chant Harinam, then I will take liberation. They have more. They are called Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Sangha Siddha means Sadhu Sangha. First, Arav Siddha, they are no Sadhu Sangha, no Sadhu Association, no Vaishnava, who is Guru, who is Vaishnava, they don't know. Ordinary person, simple person. But who is realized man, they are coming in Sadhu Vaishnava, they are taking Sadhu Sangha. Sometimes they are coming, they have belief. They are doing respect. But they have other design. Then this called Sangha Siddha Bhakti. They have material desire, other liberation. But who is Sarva Siddha? So do or die. Always they are not. So I am doing bhajan sadhana. I worship Lord Sri Krishna. They are fixed mood. And always taking sadhu association. They are Sarva Siddha. Then they are described so many things. Ahetuki, Kajlesh Bhakti, Nirguna Bhakti, Vishuddha Bhakti, so many, many different. Right. Then they are told, so many different, they are, we have seen, so Sattviki, Rajasi, and Tamasiki. Who have ignorance, who want, so material things, and who want liberation. So always they are doing bhakti, like Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravan, Kumbhakarna, deep, strong austerity. They are great person, they have great person, great austerity. But they are not pure sadhu. Their mood is not pure, impure mood. Who is taking sadhu association and Guru Pad Padma, taking shelter to Guru Pad Padma, who is serving Guru Pad Padma, who has pure mood, pure bhakti, they are have causeless bhakti. This called Sarup Siddhartha.
More clear you should know. What is Arup Siddha? No bhakti. But we are seeing that this is bhakti. This is Arup, imposing. Imposing. What imposing? Like, a guru told that you should make a very beautiful garden and you should make a school and you should make a gaushala and you should distribute my books. This is bhakti. What he can tell more than this to
beginners
to engage their energies? But this is Arup Siddha Bhakti, no pure. When Samarnam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pad Sivanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasyam, Sakham, Atmanivet. And even offering yourself to your Guru and Krishna and doing all these things, then it will be pure Sarup Siddha Bhakti. So where there is no Sarup Siddha Bhakti, no shramanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandanam. And if there is, but he has not surrendered solely to his Gurudev and to Krishna, even doing, not so fast. So, first, symptom, he has offered himself and he is saranagat to his Gurudev and to Krishna. And secondly, what doing? Always. Hearing, shramanam, first shramanam, and then kirtan. Chanting, kirtanam, smaranam, padasimanam. This is Sarup Siddha. But who is not doing this? The sadhak is not doing this.
but he is making golden. He is distributing all his first in whole Europe in book distribution. And Gurudev has given some reward for that. Oh, his best book distribution. Whether bhakti has come or not by this city, oh, far only to inspire him that he should come gradually. He had told, but bhakti will come when he will see the read the book. Oh, what is nectar in this that my Gurudev has written in this? And when he will hear, when he will read, and when he will realize, and then when he will samanam kirtanam, taking the sarnagati, then sarvashri. Otherwise, I know the devotees of Swamiji met in Mayapur, France. New Mayapur.
New Mayapur.
Oh, big. How many cows? More than 400 or 500 cows there. And so, school. So many boys were there, as students. So many teachers. Now where it is? And where is the organizer himself? Where? So this is not pure bhakti. But he has engaged that gradually he should come to pure bhakti. So it is arok siddha bhakti. Understand? Arok, not suddha bhakti. What is suddha bhakti? Anna vilasita sunyam jnana karmat jnana abhitam anukullena krishna sunyanam bhakti uttama. And for this he is practicing shramanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam bandhanam dasya sakkat manivedanam. This is yoga. And then what is sangha siddha? Sangha siddha, it is the vishaya
object,
prasanga,
context,
topics. Topics is bhakti. So here sangha siddha means bhakti sangha. If he has some
connection
with bhakti, sangha. If no connection, no bhakti. But if some connection, bhakti. A man is very true. He always speaks true.
Honest.
Very honest. Very liberal. Tinadapi sunis, tarorapi sahis. He gives always respect. He speaks so sweet. But if it is with bhakti, then it is bhakti or sangha siddha. Otherwise, not bhakti. We know so many nirvisheshvadi, very polite, very humble. Oh, Narayan, namaskar. Narayan, namo Narayan. They will get proper respect. So much things. But, if these qualities, trinadapi sunich or anything, there are 26 kinds of qualities. Akrita doha,
kripalu.
It has been told in Chaitanya Chaitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam. If all the virtues are there, but not saranagati to Krishna, then all are zero. So if they are with bhakti, then sangha siddha bhakti. Otherwise, no. We are involved in all these things. Sangha siddha, arop siddha. Arop siddha is also with karma mixture, with jnana mixture, yoga and so many. So we should try to give up all these things. And come anyhow, always hearing, chanting, remembering. One thing. Jadi uthe, jadi vaishno aparad uthe hathi mata, upare va chinde tar sukh jaye pata. What is?
If the devotee commits an offense at the feet of a Vaishnava while cultivating the creeper of devotional service in the material world, his offense is compared to a mad elephant that uproots the creeper and breaks it. In this way, the leaves of the creeper are dried up.
So, if you are chanting Sampa, doing Arup Siddha Sang Siddha, if you are doing Sarup Siddha Bhakti, there is no chance. Pure devotee has no chance to do. He can make something wrong, but not Vaishnava Parada. Because he knows all. So, Vaishnava Aparadha. What is this? Don't criticize Vaishnava. Don't see your Gurudev or common people, ordinary person, mortal person, like you. Don't. You should know what? Sakshat Haritena Samastha Shastra. You should see that your Gurudev is Haritena, having so many qualities of Hari. And he is especially one of the high class of servitor. Mani, eternal associate. Very near and dear to Krishna and Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu. So don't make an, don't criticize. If you are a Vaishnava, is a real Vaishnava, high class Vaishnava is good. And you are covering yourself by umbrella, I will not see him. What is this? Nonsense. If Vaishnava is coming, be happy and go and bring him. You should do swagatam, welcome. If you are not doing, beating him, criticizing him, what doing? Not welcoming. So these are Vaishnava Parada, you should not do. And it has been told by Srila Sanatana Goswami, Dasa Parada, from taking from Puranam. Vaishnava, these are name, 10 Aparada. You should always try to. Kan Seva Parada, Vaishnava Parada, Dhamma Parada, you should always be careful from this. If you are doing, but if Vaishnava Parada comes, how it will come? If you are associating with two kinds of Vaishnava, what? Lusty person. And secondly,
Krishna Bhakta.
Krishna Bhakta means Nirvisheshvadi. And others. They have no faith for Gurudev. They are not totally following. They are all asatsanga. We should try to give up. And if you are not giving, then this Vaishnava Aparada will come and uproot with root. And this, what will be? And the creeper will be finished. Kintu latar sange. Uthe upasatha bhukti mukti bancha asankatar lekha. If you are doing chanting, remembering still that you have so many things. What? Bhukti mukti. Bancha. What meaning?
Sometimes unwanted creepers, such as the creepers of desires for material enjoyment and liberation from the material world, grow along with the creeper of devotional service. The varieties of such unwanted creepers are unlimited.
So, we have seen in field that with the paddy field or cornfield or anywhere, some creepers comes like that paddy or corn like seed powder. What I am going to tell? Oh, sit down. No. Only the example.
When someone is growing rice paddy, there's another kind of grass which grows along with the rice paddy, and it looks exactly like the rice paddy. And you can give so much water, but actually you're not watering the crop that you want. The water is being taken by this weed. And in this way, the energy that you're putting into cultivating your field becomes spoiled, and your crop is also suffocating and scrambled. So in the same way, we want that our Bhakti Kripa should grow. But along with that Bhakti Kripa, there are so many unwanted creepers, which look very similar.
Like bhakti. Bhakti means sense gratification. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Oh, I'm very poor. I want wealth. I want a very beautiful wife. So many good, qualified children. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. I want to have a bed. Oh, so many cars for my each children. Oh, equipped by all kinds of
facilities.
Facilities. I want a house. I will push the button, dining room should come. Then bathroom should come. Urinal should come. Oh, my desk. Oh, all kinds of sweet preparations should come. What is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? You are chanting. I think that you are also diseased of this robe. Especially when you sit in the morning chanting your Guru Mantra, remembering. I think that very rare those who are do in
proper.
Otherwise, when they will come and put tilak, okay, no harm. But when they will keep here to chant Guru Mantra and then what? Oh, desires, so many desires. When they will see that, oh, now his heart is empty, so we must go there. So all kinds of desires come. And you will see that, oh, your mind is not here. Where? You will have to search your mind. Oh, and after some time, we will drag your mind again here, and one time again, and either you will sleep, or you go here. And what to do? And in the meantime, school time of boy children came, and anyhow, you did some act of, you finished and began to go with your children's sense. How you have the result of all these things? So this is bhukti. Mukti, desire of mukti. We should try to cut it totally. These grasses are not helpful. So we should take uprooted these things. And what is that? Nishidhachar. Putana. Don't be putana. Always be pure. And Vaishnava achar you should accept. And kutinati, which is not to follow politics duplicity. We know all these so many devotees, there are so much duplicity. Not chanting Hari name and not nothing. How to make money, politics and duplicity. Oh, this is very bad. Especially Gaur Govinda Maharaj has told in his one tape I have heard. Oh, very strongly.
Very bold.
Very bold. These are not devotees. They are Kanscha.
Kalichela.
They have taken sannyas, but even they are engaged in there. Jeev Hinsan, don't kill anyone. Never kill. Kishu ko maro mat, ye kyu. Kishu ko kasht mat do, tan se, man se, bachan se kasht mat do. Laab, puja, pratishtha, these are all grasses like all creeper. So we cut off. Not cut. Again they may come.
Uprooted.
Shek jal paiya, upashakha varja. And another also, with creeper, it may be from the root of creeper. So many upashakha may come.
So many branch.
Branches may come. Also you should try to cut. What these are? Desire to serve Narayana. Desire to serve other demigods. Desire to serve Dwarkadhish heaven. We should try to cut. We cannot uproot. Can you?
No, then people will
die. Oh, these are with
creeper.
And moreover, when this creeper is going up, if you are not cutting them, then what will be? Or it will not, the main creeper will be stopped. So, a gardener must cut them. Creaming, like cream, use of cream. But when this creeper, so when will it go? Oh, so many branches, especially five branches there. Don't cut. Don't cut there. But try to go on one branch. You cannot cut their friend rush. Friend means? Friendship with Krishna. Oh, we should honor. And motherlyhood and fatherlyhood, like Nanda Yashoda, they should not be cut. Because all are favorable for Madhur Rasa. But try to have only one branch that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has especially instructed. And what is that branch? Prabhakti-shyam. The mode of only serving of Radha and Krishna like Sri Rupa Goswami. Pati-shikam. So we should try to do this. So go on the one branch. Sometimes friend rush is also helpful for, like Subal Sakha, Madhumangal and all. They are helpful. Sometimes if mother is there, no mother, then everything will be spoiled. Who will call Radhika from Javat to cooking for Krishna? Who will call? And where they will be? So there are so many things. So, Lata, Prathame Shakha Upasakha Kare Chedan Tabe Mul Shakha Jaya Vrindavan Prem Phal Paake Pade Madhi Aswade. And then it goes to the last highest branch. And what is the highest branch? Gopi Mood. And in highest branch, what is more? Srimati Radhika's. This branch. We cannot go to that branch, but we can serve that branch. So this is highest Gauravani ki. And your Gurudev came to preach these things. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, Srila Prabhupada came only to preach. Srila Bhakti Vinod is Thakur, is father of all. Sattam Goswami, he came for this. And he made so many books. And who is he? Oh, he is incarnation of Gadadhar Pandit, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he has taken all the things of Srila Rupa Goswami, Saptam Goswami. So we should honor the whole line, especially Rupa Goswami, and then try to follow all these things. And rest tomorrow. Gaur Pramana. I think that there is a drama play. You should be ready.
Hare Krishna. Before drama, there is some announcement. Please visit.
Thus ends the class on the 9th of June 2001 in Amsterdam, Holland, Kijkduin. Hare Krishna.